This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Nobody has ever accused President Barack Obama of being a late bloomer.
He ran for president after less than one full term in the Senate.
He became one of the youngest men ever to win the White House.
Now he has won the Nobel Prize for Peace during his first year in office.
In fact, the deadline for nominations came early this year, less than 2 weeks after Mr. Obama took office.
NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now to talk about all of this. Good morning.
Good to be with you today.
And it seems the White House was just as surprised by this announcement as everyone else.
I think that's right. The president himself got the news in a wake-up call this morning from the press secretary, Robert Gibbs, just before 6 a.m. He was said to be humbled by the recognition. And, you know, this prize comes not only early in the morning East Coast time, but very early in the president's administration, just 8.5 months in. That's perhaps the biggest surprise. Most handicappers thought it was just way too soon for this sort of recognition. I remember when the president gave a graduation speech at Arizona State University this summer, the school declined to give him an honorary degree, saying that much of his work is still ahead of him. Obviously, the Nobel Committee took a different approach.
And the committee cited President Obama for what it called his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy. And we have a little clip of what the Nobel Committee said this morning.
Obama has, as president, created a new international climate. Multilateral diplomacy has regained central position, with emphasis on the role that the United Nations and other international institutions can play.
And so you're hearing the committee speak of President Obama creating a new political climate and reversing what he called unilateralism, I guess you'd say. Giving people hope is something it also said. But what specifically would he have done to impress the prize committee?
Yeah, this is really about the president's aspirations and his attitude rather than any sort of concrete achievements. The committee said Mr. Obama is the world's leading spokesman now for the kind of international diplomacy that the Nobel Prize is designed to foster, a world where dialogue and negotiation is the preferred instrument for resolving conflicts. In particular, the committee cited Mr. Obama's vision of a world free of nuclear arms. Now, of course, at this point, that's only a vision. Mr. Obama has tried to restart negotiations and relations with Russia, the other big nuclear nation in the world, but we haven't yet seen an arms control agreement there. He's pursued a very multilateral approach to deal with the nuclear threat in Iran. We're still waiting to see how that plays out. On his first day in office, Mr. Obama got personally involved in the Mideast peace process. No real fruit's been born from that yet. And the committee noted that the U.S. is now playing a more active role in global climate negotiations, although prospects for a solid deal in Copenhagen later this year are still very uncertain.
We're talking with NPR Scott Horsley. Now, Mr. Obama is the fourth U.S. president to win the prize. There was Jimmy Carter, Woodrow Wilson, Theodore Roosevelt. Puts him in pretty rarefied company.
That's right. Of course, both Roosevelt and Wilson had been in office for some years when they were recognized, and former President Carter had been out of office for more than two decades when he received the prize in 2002. We might mention also that former Vice President Al Gore won in 2007 for his efforts on climate change.
Is there a practical effect that this might have for the president's initiatives domestically?
Well, you know, winning the Nobel Prize will not create any jobs here at home, and that's obviously a big weight on this administration. It probably won't win any Republican votes for health care. It does burnish Mr. Obama's international credentials a bit, if he needed that. Remember, just a week ago, he was passed over by the International Olympic Committee, so Oslo gives back what Copenhagen took away. But, you know, his toughest critics here at home are not likely to be impressed by this. The folks who appreciate his multilateral international approach will feel vindicated. Those who criticize it will feel like, well, you know, this is exactly the wrong approach to be taking. One observer said, you know, the U.S. is now back in the world's good graces, but now comes the hard part.
Scott, thank you.
My pleasure.
NPR Scott Horsley speaking to us from Washington, D.C.